Hey guys, welcome. Thank you again for joining Sepa Healing Podcast. This is your host, Stephanie, and today's topic is going to be about why being alone is a good thing. I know you're going to say, what do you mean being alone is a good thing? Aren't you supposed to have a partner? Aren't you supposed to have friends? Aren't you supposed to this, that, and the other? Well, let's break it down and understand why being alone is a good thing. So, one, by being alone, it helps you to understand yourself a little bit more. It helps you discover yourself a little bit more in developing your personal growth. And this is so important because when you're going through some things in your life and you're constantly having relationship after relationship, or you're just having all these people all the time and you don't have time for yourself, it doesn't give you the opportunity to be alone and really find out who you are, because you're so concentrated on everybody else that you don't give time for yourself. And sometimes that's not a good thing. You have to have that time alone to discover who you are, to figure out what you want, to heal yourself within, and to develop the higher version of yourself. I'm not saying that being alone, you have to do it forever. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying that, you know, maybe taking the time for yourself every once in a while, or just having that setting boundaries for yourself and taking at least 20 to 30 minutes a day, maybe even an hour a day. Say that you're a mom, or you have a significant other, or you just deal with a lot of people. Sometimes it's good to recharge, especially for you empaths and you sensitives. Empaths and sensitives, it's like recommended. I know for you guys, it's like you love being alone. You love like having that alone time, that solitude, which just gives you that time to recharge and really hone in on your skill sets and to kind of protect yourself, knowing how to protect yourself in a way that you can't do by with a bunch of people, right? It's a little difficult to kind of block yourself from different types of energies, which we'll talk about that later. But you know, being alone definitely gives you the sense of peace. It gives you a sense of knowing and listening to the wisdom within. I think is so crucial when it comes to developing your higher self, when it comes to just expanding yourself and having your soul grow. That's the whole point. Sometimes when you do have other people, for example, you have your significant other and you're constantly just giving yourself all the time to your significant other, it tends to kind of push you away from who you really are and what your true self is. So, and that's important, because then eventually you're going to feel some type of resentment, or you're going to feel some type of way because you're not giving yourself the space. You have to hold space for yourself. You have to be able to, I'm sorry guys, my husband is like in work, so I'm going to give you like a little picture right now. So I'm in the car doing a podcast, and my husband is literally outside. Well, not outside, but he's in working, and I can see him through the door, and he's making he's making funny faces, and you know, it is what it is. I told you guys I'm not going to edit anything. I'm going to let it be raw. But anyways, going back to what I was saying, So being in, perfect example I'm going to give you right now. The fact that my husband's away at work, and he's working, and I'm right here podcasting by myself alone. And this is a time where I can really focus on my craft. This is a time where I can really think about ideas, brainstorm ideas. This is a time where I study, do what I need to do. Do the things that I need to do for myself, so that way when my husband gets off of work, I'm able to really, you know, I'm really able to do the things I need to do and just be there for him and be in the moment. And that's another thing too, is like when you take the time for yourself, you, especially from your partner, then you don't have to focus on like what the stuff that you need to work on and stuff that you need to do, and you can put all your attention to your partner or even your friends too, like just taking care of yourself, taking care of the things that you need to take care of. You know, you give that room for those people, and you give your undivided attention. Now, when you don't give yourself any space, you don't give yourself time alone, you tend to think about what it is that you need. There's so much stuff on your mind, and you don't really give that undivided attention to your significant other. Now, what about the people that are alone and don't have a relationship? They don't really have friends. They're very distant from their family members, stuff like that. Now, when it comes to that type of loneliness, but all loneliness can be the same, have same characteristics of what loneliness is. But when it's like you're on the other side of the fence where you don't have that relationship and it's hard for you to get one or something, or you just don't want one, or, you know, you don't have many friends just because you don't vibe with certain people. You feel like people don't get you, or it just could be where you and your family just don't get along, or you just don't have that connection. And how people feel like, you know, I'm always alone, or I'm always this. Now, instead of thinking that, and thinking like you're always alone, or thinking that alone is a bad thing, that's when you invite more of it to your life. You start to invite more of that loneliness feeling, more of that, that desperation of wanting that connection with people, whether it's a partner or friend or just being good with family. Like, that type of loneliness, you're just inviting it more into your life. Because of the way you're thinking about it, because of the way you talk about it, you're inviting more of that. And that's where you kind of have to draw the line and kind of turn it around and think about how you envision your life, right? How you see yourself with someone, or how you see yourself with a new group of friends, or how you can try to see yourself with your family members and try to rebuild that relationship. That right there, I think, is the key to getting yourself out of that loneliness feeling, being able to work on yourself when you are alone, and to go within, really go within and figure out what it is that is going on with you, why you're feeling alone. What is, have you been abandoned for most of your life? Is it because people let you down? Like, what is it? Everything is a reflection of you. So a lot of the times too, loneliness, the feeling of loneliness, is because you're also disconnected with source, disconnected with God, disconnected from the universe, disconnected from Mother Gaia, disconnected from, you know, from your spirit guides or your angels. You're disconnected from that. So then you're going to feel lonely. I literally just literally had this conversation with my sister, because she's kind of going through this phase of loneliness. Even though she's not technically lonely, if that makes sense, it's the fact that sometimes people can be overwhelmed with everyday things that they feel like they don't have a break, and they feel isolated, or they feel alone, that people don't understand them. And the thing is that, like, that's not healthy. When you have too much going on for your psyche, like, that right there is not healthy. It's disconnection. It's not having balance. Everything needs to be done in moderation. When it comes to school, you got to figure it out. How are you going to be when you have all this work, and you have actual work, you have another job while you're going to school? How are you going to maintain all of these things? These are the things you have to think about. Don't allow also to, like, your parents to influence you to having to go to school right away if you're not ready. If you're not ready to go to school, it's best that you don't go. You know? It's best that you don't go. Okay, here you go. You guys, I wish I could, like, film this live so you can see exactly what I'm saying. Or what I'm seeing with my husband. He keeps messing with me. Anyways. So what I'm saying is, you know, like, if you're not ready for school, don't do it. Don't do it. Give yourself some time alone to figure it out. These are the moments in time where you want to be alone, where you want to think about what it is that you want to do. This is something that is very crucial when it comes to your education, because not only is it just your education, but you're also spending a lot of money of student loans. And let me tell you something, student loans rack up and they increase with interest. So be very mindful when it comes to your education. Think about it alone. Think about what you want to do. Be mindful and have time alone to think about what you want to do in your life. Be mindful and be alone when you want to jump into a relationship or when you want to have certain groups of friends. Be really mindful of that. Like, honestly, like, these types of things is, it's crucial. It's so crucial to have moments to yourself, because you also arrive here alone and you leave here alone. So when you really think about that for a second, like, nothing is permanent, not even your relationships. Not even your relationships. Anything can happen. So spending the time by yourself, you'll feel tremendous amount of support from the universe, from the creator, from our source, from spirit guides. You won't feel alone ever. When you know this and when you practice this every day, you definitely become a lot stronger mentally, physically, and emotionally. The reason why I say that is because then you get to think about, okay, like, how is my health? How am I with my health? How am I with my mental health? My spiritual health? All these things come into concentration. Everything comes into play of how you want to do the things you want to do in your life when it comes to your health. And fix it if you need to fix it. All in all, guys, being alone is not a bad thing. Being alone is a beautiful thing in moderation, and really learning how to fix yourself. It's amazing. I personally like it. But yeah, guys, that is the end of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, as always. I love each and every one of you for you showing me support and just listening and taking your time with me. It's amazing. I love it. And, you know, I'm going to keep pushing as much content as I can out. And, you know, if you guys have any ideas or any topics that you want to hear about from me, let me know. You can reach me at Seppa Healing on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. You can email me, Stephanie@SeppaHealing.com. The way you spell my name is Stephanie at SeppaHealing.com, and I will be happy to look over it. If you have questions about anything, let me know. But that is everything that I wanted to say. Thank you so much, and I hope you have a good one.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.